Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 128. We're in the 12th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 11 and 12. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. Thieves are jealous of each other's loot, but the godly are well-rooted and bear their own fruit. In verse 11, a farmer deserves his harvest. He's worked hard, and he's looked after his animals. He's plowed his land, and he's sowed his seed. He's protected his crops from the weather. He's rescued the plants from animals and insects. His reward is the harvest. A person who merely imagines is lazy. He may make plans, but he doesn't do any work. He'd be a very poor farmer. His imagination cannot help the plants and animals grow. And if a lazy man refuses to work, his plans will achieve nothing. Different people have different ideas about work. Some people work with their hands. Managers use their intelligence as they work. An evil person thinks that he's working. He uses his hands to steal from other people. He uses his intelligence to make evil plans. He thinks that he deserves to be wealthy. An evil person does not behave in the proper way, and he doesn't obey God's law. An evil man may seem impressive. He may be wealthy. He might even seem clever. But he's like a tree without roots. The part of his life that you see might seem good, but the part that you can't see is terrible. His thoughts are terrible because they are evil. A good man is like a tree that grows properly from its roots. He is strong because he trusts God. So the first proverb is basically telling us to get real about making money. Instead of daydreaming about striking it rich overnight, it's better to put in the work. You know those get-rich-quick schemes and hoping for a lottery win? They're just lazy wishes. It's like chasing rainbows for a pot of gold that doesn't exist. Now, that verse in Hebrew, it's a bit fuzzy. But in simpler terms, it's like saying, bad guys who build up a fortress eventually see it crumble, while good folks who stay true to themselves stay strong. So let me ask you, with verse 11, does that mean we shouldn't dream at all? Now, it's cool to dream big, but don't forget to hustle while you dream. That's the real deal. Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. Do you ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.